Clay Toddy, head coach of those Rising Wildcats, joins us tonight. And, Coach, a big game between you guys and Fordyce.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed that clipper about Matt Jones. I got a great story about an all-star game, if you want me to tell that.
Oh, yes. He's sitting right here. I'm sure he wants to hear it, too.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead with it.
When Matt was a senior in the all-star game, I was working on the East staff with Coach Dausch and Coach McMurray. Us three were responsible for the defense. Coach Malham was the head coach. And at halftime, he has just run all over us. Well, I'm the youngin' on the staff, and Coach Dausch and Coach Matt, I'm pretty laid back in the all-star game. And they are on me. We've got to keep contained. We've got to keep contained. What are you going to do about it? I mean, just up one side, down the other. And, of course, second half, nothing changed. And for years after Matt went on to the SEC and did what he did, every time I'd see Coach Dausch and Coach McMurray, I would say, looks like those SEC guys have a hard time containing him, too.
you gotta yeah. Keep contained. That's pretty funny. You're right. The All-Star game is fun. It's a reward for the high school kids, the effort and work they put in to be able to go up there and play an exhibition game. And Coach, as you prepare for Fordyce, do you watch college ball or professional ball and with your team or your players at positions and say, hey, watch how this player goes about it, how he does his job? Are there any guys out there that you tell your players to watch?
Well, to be honest with you, our system is so different from what the colleges and high schools are doing. You know, we're still the split back wing T mentality.
Georgia Tech, though.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I'm constantly doing the other thing. I'm saying, guys, there's only three schools you can really watch. You know, you can watch Georgia Tech, Navy, Army, Air Force.
Yeah,
and that's about it. You know, if you're watching anybody else, it's going to give you a bad idea, especially on the offensive line of how we do it. But of course, naturally, anybody that's really good defensively, we will point those out. Of course, you know, the Ravens and different ones through the years, those Alabama, those teams that are really strong on defense, we encourage our kids to watch because the defense has always been a backbone of our program.
Coach, I know obviously after what you guys went through last year to start the season, it's probably a time to reflect, but also a time to move on. And this year starts a new season and a little bit different start this year than to how the season started last year.
Yeah, we're much more. I used the word last year. We were very mentally fragile with all that we had dealt with. With the death of my dad, who was always on the sidelines with our kids and was an encourager to them, like a grandpa to many of them. And then, we lost Logan in the car wreck. And then, of course, at this time last year, we thought we were going to lose Justin. Justin Ross was in a coma, and we were being told that, you know, the chances of him making it were not very good. And of course, we had Josh Cook, who was the driver. And, you know, a lot of different issues there. And, of course, that affects young men in a lot of different ways. Certainly a very challenging year, and we were a program that's known for mental toughness, but anytime anything really bad happened to us in games or whatever, we didn't respond really very, very well at all and very mentally fragile. And, you know, we've tried to work on that a lot in the off season, and that's been a challenge, too. And hopefully we've got to that point where, you know, we're mentally tough enough to compete at a higher level.
Coach, and you talk about your style of offense, how a lot of teams don't run that style, and that's what I grew up with, running the option, the midline, the veer, the wing tee, the wishbone, and it's pretty fun to watch, especially when it's executed the right way. And when do y'all start with your players? Is it in seventh grade, you know, junior high with your players running this style of offense? And how many times do these players develop, their bodies develop in a different way where maybe they end up playing a different position when they get to high school?
Well, you know, I became good friends with Coach McClellan years ago as a young coach. He kind of took me under his wings, and Coach Parker as well, of course, who had been here before and my dad had played for. And so I relied on them. Coach Cox, of course, Matt's uncle, and different ones that I had knew that ran the system. And of course, they always told me you've got to be a great talent evaluator. And of course, at a small school, you work with your kids 7 through 12. So, you know, we have to do a good job of really tagging those kids and projecting where they're going to be. And of course, it helps in a town like this, is where you're, you know their bloodlines. You kind of know how big they're going to get.
Right.
I've coached most of them's brothers or cousins or so forth. So, we do a pretty good job of tagging it, but we start in the seventh grade, and you know, we have some skill tests that we do, and you know, we start with those reps. And of course, we're an old fashioned program, and that junior high is strictly almost like a minor league program for preparing them for Friday night. You know, we're, in other words, most people junior high, they're going to put their best two linemen on one side, and either their biggest kid or their fastest kid, and run behind them most of the time. And you know, in other words, if we know we're graduating a right tackle and we think this kid can play right tackle for us, then you know, we're going to put him at right tackle, and our next best lineman may be a left guard because that's what we'll need in the future. So
right.
Everything's real systematic, and of course I've ran this system. This will be the 16th year here, and then 2 years at Star City. So you know, the beauty of a system, what society doesn't understand anymore, is as a system you always have an answer. You know, there's a complimentary play off everything we do, and we may not be able to execute it, but you never have trouble calling a play. And what I see high school football becoming a lot, and we like it because it helps us defensively, is people just running plays. You know, they run this play because they like it, and they run that play because they like that. And if you shut those plays down, they don't really have an answer. So that's why we do it, and it's why we like it. And it's flexible enough that, you know, you can fit whatever personnel you've got. And I was brought up in coaching is that, you know, coaching is playing to your kids' strength and giving them a chance to be successful. So, we, you know, it's a flexible enough system that we can gear to a personnel.
Coach, we had Shamar Bracey on back during the summer, he told us some stories about you. But one thing that I remember, and I was there for it, that state championship game when you decided that we're going to go for two against Shiloh Christian, and Gus Malzahn, the head coach of the Shiloh Christian Saints at the time. Is it hard to believe that he's now a head coach in the SEC at Auburn?
Well, my wife, of course, Coach Malzahn has been very kind to me through the years. He stayed in touch with me, and he'll send me little handwritten notes. And, of course, my family really gets a kick out of it, and I do too. And my wife and I always joke, he's playing on national TV making $1 million, and I'm in Rising, Arkansas, getting critiqued by the boys at Quickle, you know. you know, we have fun with it, but we're happy for him, and we root for him, and are proud of what he's accomplished. One thing he told me when he went to Arkansas as offensive coordinator, we were at a coaching gathering, and he grabbed me, and he said, "I want you to know, whatever I do in the college game, I'm representing all you guys." He said, you're a dang good coach, and there's a lot of good coaches in this state, and that may not ever get the opportunity I'm fixing to get, but you just remember, whatever I do, you know, I'm representing all you guys, because it could just as well be y'all as it is me. And you know, he's a class guy, and something that you know, we've enjoyed following his career.
Coach, what's it going to take tonight against the Fordyce Redbugs? Obviously, the whole town of Rising is going to make the trip over there, and for those that are used to that 8 o'clock start time, it's 30 minutes earlier this year, 7:30.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about the game. You know, we were embarrassed last year, and it's you know, football in our town is a way of life. And we were talking to our kids the other day. We've got 44 kids on the roster, which is the most that we've ever had. But of those 44, 40 of those kids have had relatives, close relatives, you know, brother, uncle, cousin, grandpa, dad, play here. And so it's something that our people take a lot of pride in, and it's something that we've been looking forward to, just because we embarrassed our program, we embarrassed our tradition, and you know, we're hoping to go over and gain some respectability back and compete and play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And we know our people will be behind us. I just heard, you know, saw some guys at lunch, and of course the Hedge Dwellers, which is our rowdy crew in the end zone, they've got a Winnebago this year, and got hedges all over it, and I think they're going to beat the bus over there. I think they're going to be there at 5:30, and we're not getting there till 6:30. So the town's excited. You know, we'll have a townwide pep rally last night, and then we'll go to a pep rally here in a few minutes. That you know, our kindergarten, preschool, every kid in Rising will be at, and it's an empowering thing when you represent, you know, a proud tradition, and I think it makes your kids play with more passion.
Is this the best rivalry in high school football in the state?
Well, you know, I always kid to say that we don't really know what goes on outside of the city limits of Rising. So in our little world, oh, by far.
Coach Toddy, we're looking forward to be there, call the game tonight, and thanks so much for your time. We'll see you a little bit later this
afternoon.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.